Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 781 of the Overseas Connection podcast. Today is the 21st of April, 2024. You are live from the West Wing in Roseville, California. You are also live from parts unknown in Kansas City, Missouri-ish. You are also live in Bellamina, Mexico, Ireland, Northern Ireland.
Sorry.
Hey, it's the podcast time. We're going to do this. We're a video game podcast. We're going to talk about video games. We're going to talk about life, probably ADHD drugs, all different kinds of stuff. That's what we do every weekend, Sundays, 9 p.m. in the UK. Sorry, 8 p.m. in the UK. That was our old time. 8 p.m. in the UK, 12 p.m. in the West Coast, 3 p.m. in the East Coast. And if you're in the central time zone, it's 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't care.
That's the story. That's the gist.
Honestly.
My name, Greg DeLacy, gamertag, Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. Yes, I said Twitter. On the show today, Kim Woods in parts unknown, Kansas City, Missouri-ish. Kim, how are you?
Yeah, I'm about 4 hours away from Kansas City, but you know, okay. Yeah, hi. Glad to be here. It's currently cold right now, so I'm not really happy with Mother Nature, but a warm-up is coming this week, so I'm ready to break the shorts back out again. Anyway.
Hey, fun fact, it's 85 degrees here.
Oh, fuck you, okay?
Also on the podcast today, from parts unknown in Bellamina, Northern Mexico, Ireland, Robin Tate.
Look at me. Look. For those of you that are listening, you are lucky. Look, the sun came out today. For the first
the sun
day,
has kissed Robin's
the first
face.
Day this year, we actually were outside. We actually brought the seats from the bandstand out, and the kids played outside. And it was Jasmine's extended birthday party today, when all the cousins were around. We had cake and coffee outside. Look at me, look, color,
yeah, color.
I'm not a milk bottle. My nose loses even more. It does help the nose make it bigger. So.
It's like you're a candy cane now. Red point.
Yes. Good weather. I mean, it's not your 80 degrees. I mean, it got to 16 today here. What is 16 in your money? Alexa, what is 16 degrees in Fahrenheit?
16 degrees Celsius is 60.8 degrees Fahrenheit.
Tropical. It was tropical.
That's a proper room temperature.
Tropical today it was in Northern Ireland. Nice to be here. Nice to see you. To see you nice.
Yeah. Well, good to have you.
Yeah.
And good to have everybody. So strap in, everybody. We're gonna podcast. We're going to do this now. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube live. Hopefully no copy strikes. We also will put forward an audio version of the podcast. We are on YouTube. Miss It Live. You always are able to catch it on the replay. I guess a quick happy birthday to Jim Woods.
That's my pop.
That's your pop. We know we can't say he's 21 because that would make things really awkward.
Yeah, kind of. No, he'll be 73.
Holy smokes. Congratulations, yep. Jim Woods. 73 on the 25th.
Yep. I could
think
be your
we
dad.
Should play him a happy birthday song.
I could almost be your dad.
Almost.
I could almost be your dad. Okay,
this
so
birthday thing is turning out to be a little more difficult than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, well,
no. Lousy at gaming. 20th of April.
There you go. I see what Robin's doing. He's checking for other birthdays. Live.
Lousy at gaming.
This is one of those things you need to inform Greg that that's happening. Otherwise, we have this wonderful dead air where I'm looking at Robin and think, "Why is he not pushing a button? Why is he not pushing a button?" And Robin's thinking,
"Oh, just a Facebook has changed the format." So,
that's good old Facebook.
I know.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Insert name here. Happy birthday to you.
General was not recognized.
Yeah.
He'll be okay. Happy about that.
I'm a little in a little bit of panic mode right now. I can't find my Extra Life 20-sided gaming dice. All I have is my 6-sided Extra Life gaming die.
It's deflation.
Yeah.
Things are coming down. So you've lost some dots. You've lost some dots.
All right, Robin, what have you been up to, man? It's been a while. It's been a hot minute.
Really busy. I'm actually trying to think about what I've done and what I've been doing. A lot of work as far as Bongo's concerned. That's been taking up a lot of time. It's funny. I sent a message to Richard Webster this morning and asked him, was he still a whiz with his WordPress stuff? And would he be interested to contract to me and speed things up and get in there? Because we've done a full rebuild of the Bongo Racing site. The shop is active. Stock is going in. You can buy stuff now, but there's only about 4 or 5 items in there. So we need to get that loaded. But the speed of the site is very, very slow. So I thought, well, Richard was... it was actually Matt had offered as well to have a look at the stuff. And he suggested Richard. Now, I know, of course, he was WordPress making plugins and stuff. So I sent a message to Richard this morning. He came back to me to say, yeah, he'll have a poke around in it. This week and send me the user details and stuff, which I've done. So that's going on. I had another offer this week. It was like one of those.
These are starting to get tempting.
I'm not going to make you an offer you can't refuse. It really was one of those. It's a sales director's role, director in the company, the whole kit and caboodle, mega package.
Those are nice. No.
I know you like a mega package. it's very flattering, but I've declined.
Robin, you just want to stay retired.
It's funny, there was some guests here this afternoon, and they said, Robin, how are you enjoying your sabbatical? I said, this is not a sabbatical. That is like you're taking a break for a while. At this moment, I says, I'm not taking a break for a while.
Lifestyle change.
I'm building a whole new thing. The quality of life is here. Says, nobody on their deathbed said, I wish I had worked more.
Right.
It's true. So, definitely not. Have I been out? Did we go out anywhere? We went to some fantastic.
Yeah, you went to a very nice dinner.
We went to a very nice dinner. We went to a really good comedy show last Friday night. It was really good. A guy that's an Irish guy, but he's on a lot of UK TV. Very, 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 very funny guy. He was.
Real fast. Mm-hmm. The way you described it there, it's you're all was an Irish guy, but no, he was really funny. I was a little like, being Irish, you can't be funny. I find Irish people funny from the get-go.
Fuck, if I knew someone, I would let you talk to them. I can't even know where this is. I didn't book this. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law booked it and gave it to us at Christmas time, and we went out. And the warm-up act was also from Northern Ireland, and he was very, very crude. I like that at times, but he was... To explain, Ballymena is the Bible Belt of Northern Ireland.
So
entertainers have to be a bit careful with the Fs and Cs and stuff. And yes, there was a lot of that, but he was crude for, every other word was F.
Yeah.
It was maybe...
And
the second guy, the main act, cursed, but in moderation.
Well, that's like, if you... I feel like there are comedians out there that is their entire shtick is just dropping foul language.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because and it's, it's rudimentary humor in my book. It's they might as well just be on stage trying to fart all the time and see if people laugh.
So
right.
So this
the
guy,
best
so,
comedian.
So the main act, he was brilliant. So the whole front row of the auditorium, he wound them all into the act.
Okay.
And he was so fast and so quick with his comebacks. He was asking, you know, what's your name? What do you do? And everything got wound into the storytelling that he was doing, and he was so quick with the jokes. The brain, he's probably a manic depressive when he goes back there. But, you know, it was absolutely just phenomenally funny. The first guy, I sort of tittered a bit here and there, but this guy was kind of, you know, he was so funny. But he was talking about his Democrat friend. You know, and his Democrat friend, you know, he's into every cause, you know, and it's,
right.
You know, he marches for this and he marches for that.
We all know somebody like that.
Yeah. You know, he is that guy, and he's, you know, totally, totally on board with everything that is on the news right now and agrees with it all and sucks it all in. But unfortunately, like a lot of these yuppie computer nerdy sort of people, you know, the office middle management, yeah. They can get quite depressed.
Mm.
And sadly, he went to the garage and took a hose and put it into his window. And unfortunately, the Nissan Leaf didn't kill him. It only cured his asthma. So it was all that sort of stuff. It was just so... Just very good, you know. I just thought that was a cracker. I just absolutely loved it. So yeah, so we did that. That was good. We are getting some work done to the house soon, but we need to have a couple of weeks of weather like this. So the whole outside of the house has been stripped back and all redone. Nothing to your scale. We're not putting the pool in this time. The tennis court.
Need help with that? Yeah, just let me know.
So that's happening. But it really has been bloody stinking here as far as weather is concerned. Seriously, we just haven't been able to go outside. And there's been some days this week we've had to light the fire. It's been so cold. Last weekend it was sleeting snow. It's just, it's crap. And I know you've got April showers, but with April showers you get sunshine.
Right.
Yeah.
But no.
We're supposed to have rain next Friday if that helps any.
But I had a lovely day. So yesterday I got up and it's sort of taxi delivery to Daddy's, you know, to drama and to this. And Glenn was with us yesterday for a few hours to, oh God, I don't.
Sorry. Hold on. Kim, quit playing with your pussy. Just see this tail flipping up from the corner. Your cat has joined the podcast. There we go.
So I went and
cut. Normally do this.
So one of the kids off to drama with Alan. This is what happened yesterday. Oh dear, yes. So drama starts at 10 o'clock with Isabella, and Jasmine was also meeting her mother yesterday because it was her birthday just recently. So Judith took Isabella, dropped her drama, which I usually do, and then she goes from 10 till 1 for drama class. She's 8 years old, and Judith then was supervised with Jasmine's mum for an hour and a half. And I was out here at my desk doing the championship results for a championship race that happened on Thursday night, which is my sort of Saturday morning thing. And I noticed in the cameras that Judith had arrived home. And I was then leaving at 12:30 to take Corey to Belfast to meet his mum, because it was his little sister's birthday and they were all meeting in a big supervised event. And then I was picking up Glenn and bringing him home.
Wow.
Okay, so Glenn, at least once a month, Glenn comes up.
Right.
So then Judith, I had to drop Jasmine round to my sister-in-law's. It's very complex. So sister-in-law's, because Judith was doing teaching. She'd been asked to do some extra tutoring for people yesterday afternoon, and I wouldn't be right with Jasmine running around the house. So I dropped Jasmine off there as well. But as I was coming out of Belfast, I got a telephone call when Glenn was in the car, and he went, wah, wah, as he does. We had the roof of the car down. The roof soft top was down. He loved it. It was class. He just loved it. And Judith goes, Roman, Isabel. And she was to be picked up at 1. This is 1:30.
Uh-oh.
What about her? Sis, you were supposed to get her. This is, Judith, I'm in my car. There's only four seats in my car. I was never going to get her. You were going to get Isabella after, when I was taking Glenn down, you were going to get something for the Sunday dinner and pick her up. No, it was you. I've just had a call from the drama club, standing there half an hour late wondering. So, yeah. So that didn't go very well. So that was all done then. And then, thankfully, we actually had a taxi came to pick up Corey from Belfast and bring him up home, so I didn't have to go back again. And then the taxi brought Glenn home. So yeah, you know what? That's a normal Saturday for us, leaving kids behind. So yeah, no, it's good. Life's good. Do I think about work? There was a big event on this week. I got photographs through. It was like the Store of the Year awards things. And I got photographs from some of my compadres, and it looked like good fun. But, I'm all right.
All right.
I wear shorts most days now.
Nothing wrong with that.
Shorts.
I'm surprised you're even wearing shorts, Rob.
Shorts and a t-shirt. That's me these days. I am, honestly, the shorts and the t-shirt, man.
So right now, we can't see below desk, but
I dressed up a little bit today. It's Sunday, you know, the Lord's Day and all that. People come into the house and I had to get some sun on my nose because it's closer to the sun than most things are. if I ever turn sideways, guys, use her for it. 3D glasses, don't wear them.
Kim, what's been going on with you?
Well, actually, after the big deal with everything last week, this week has actually been pretty quiet, so it's been nice. Nothing has died on me or anything like that, so that's good. But tornado season has started. We did have a tornado warning here the other day. Sent home work from work early, and I guess we had a tornado just here up the road. I guess I never saw it. All I ever got was rain and a little bit of wind, so we dodged a bullet there. But we had storm spotters like pulling in our driveway and turning around and like looking at the clouds, and I knew they were storm spotters because they had all that stuff sticking off their vehicle. So I knew that, you know.
Did they crave meat? Did they crave sustenance?
Right. So then they didn't drop off like Dorothy out in the middle of the road to see if pop cans would make it fly, that sort of thing. So, you know, it's spring, it's the Midwest, so of course, tornadoes. So you've always got to be, you know, watchful for that. But so far, knock on wood, we've been good. So, other than that, I was tinkering on my Steam Deck this week. Dan posted that Google Doc there, I don't know, what's it been, a month or two ago? But with all the stuff to cut, I got to set things up. So the other night I was sitting there and I set it up so I can now play my Epic Store games and my Amazon Prime Gaming games. It wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be. So I've got more games on there now. When the hell will I ever have time to play them all? Who the hell knows? But I'm slowly but surely figuring that all out. So yeah, that's pretty much what all I did this week. So.
Good deal. Robin, yeah. I do see we missed Dune 2.
Yes. I watched Dune 2 this week.
I saw Dune 2 as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
Judith sat quietly on the sofa, and it was an hour into it when she said, "What the hell are you watching?" which is actually a very long time for Judith to actually come up with a comment like that. So I'm a fan of Dune. I mean, I really enjoyed the first one. When I was about 12 or 13 years old, I read The Brick, which is the book, and didn't really understand what Bene Gesserit was all about, all of that sort of stuff. But I remember, you know, so quite a bit of this came home. And earlier this year, I watched the original again, which is fabulous and pretty gruesome. And it feels like the first movie, they've made these two movies and packed in another couple of hours. So the first one, there was an awful lot more action in it. Yes, there was action in the second one, but it's a political drama more than anything else.
Yes, certainly is.
And I thought, would I say it was brilliant? I thought it was really interesting.
I feel the same way. Although probably, I enjoyed Dune 2. I enjoyed Dune 1. I did not like the original movie. I wasn't a big fan. And I think primarily because I never read the books or the book. So I didn't really have any kind of foundational understanding. And then they just start throwing out all this weird shit about spice and worms. And I'm like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. But that actually still holds true. I have to admit.
Oh,
I still so really don't know what the story is about. I know there's great people.
Okay. Well, man, but the whole thing about it is we understand what the spice is. So the, so the spice is the thing that, allows interspace travel to happen. It allows these psychic guys to see the pathways that it's clear for ships to go to. And this spice, that's why it's under the most...
Okay. So I have to admit, did not know that.
Huh, okay.
I just figured it was basically like the space version of cocaine.
Right.
Yeah,
and highly desirable.
So I believe that's what it is. It allows space travel, and that's why it's so valuable, and it's the only place it's found. So that's why it's such an important commodity to have.
See, I put it into like real world terms. This planet was the equivalent of Colombia, and you had the cartel, and then you had...
And it's Chipotle sauce that what the spice is. Yes. Now... the bit where there's a bit where it's quite toned down, where the big fat guy,
fat bastard,
yeah. So in the original movie, you seen in this one here that there was dead bodies in the corner. You heard screams.
Okay.
Yes. And there's part where he's sort of in the bath of stuff and keep him alive. In the first movie, you see it's an awful lot more gruesome what he does to these people. So it's been
they're like women though, right?
And men. I think they were all boys, young boys in the first one, and the girls this time around, and it's all pretty gruesome that way. So Baron Harkonnen, thank you, Boomer,
also known as Fat Bastard.
Yes, from Austin Powers. Yes. Anyway, so I'll be like, you know, it's good. It's good. If you didn't watch the first one and had no interest in it, you go, what the hell is this? This is dragging on. But I enjoyed it as it was a political drama, and hopefully we'll have another.
I enjoyed the spectacle of it. I really liked the new version. They have tremendous special effects in it. Understood enough of the political drama happening to be vested and interested in kind of what was going on. But I mean, the story it's not the most straightforward thing in the world. And I could see where Cindy would absolutely have had the same reaction Judith had. So I completely bypassed Cindy. I saw it by myself in the theater when Cindy was gone.
And only the final thing that I'll talk about, which I should have ripped down as well, is Fallout. Of course, I've watched about five episodes of Fallout. And it's superb.
Yes, me too.
It is superb.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's gruesome. It's brutal. Again, I'm not even going to attempt Judith on it. I've just passed I'm just at the one, or finished the one in the supermarket with a robot, the fantastic robot. And it's voiced by the guy from, the two New Zealand guys that live in New York. They're in Flight of the Conchords. The Flight of the Conchords, his manager, their manager, that's his voice, and he's superb. It's like a very John Cleese robot. Oh, hello, how I just lie down there, I'm going to cut you up a bit. All of that stuff is brilliant. It's really, really good, and there's there's nice twists and turns in it, and yeah,
they have done. They've been very faithful to the game in a lot of ways, although there are some changes here and there. Obviously, it's not telling the same story as the game, so that's, I think, beneficial. But it's the same universe. You see a lot of the same set pieces. I'm I think two episodes ahead of you, Robin. Okay. So I'm, you know, won't do any spoilers here. And I see Lord of the Chat. By the way, Lord Boomer, Mr. Matthews, we see you in the chat. Thanks for and Hardly Dan too. Yes, welcome to the show. I just really love they're just skating that thin line of staying serious, yet introducing just these absurdly funny concepts.
Comedy, dark Fallout stuff. Yeah. It's very, very, very good. It's Nolan, isn't it? I don't know if it's not Christopher Nolan. I don't know if it's any relation or not. But it is it's very interesting. It's good. It's well budgeted.
I still think real fast, Robin.
Oh, okay.
Really? With Fallout, I know you said you're not even going to try and do anything with Judith with this. I kind of did the stealth introduction. Cindy was working at our kitchen counter, and so I just threw it on. So it was kind of in the background for her. And so I kept seeing her pausing, watching, asking questions as we're going through it. I don't know how vested she truly is, but this was my attempt at trying to just kind of subliminally pull her in. And
I would say we had this conversation about
something that will come up. I laughed out loud.
Which one?
As well as Cindy did.
Which bit?
Pops like a pimple.
Okay.
You will understand.
Okay, yeah, seeing that, I'm sure that has to be something. So we had this conversation on WhatsApp. I think I put the question out there was, you know, will muggles get this? You know, non-gamers that know nothing about Fallout. And I think it is interesting enough that way if they can buy into the world quickly enough. But in the first episode, you have to almost have a bit of knowledge.
I would agree. I think it's you're kind of like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
But if they stick with it, I think it does present a very interesting story. And again, I think because they have also put a budget into this that is hefty, and it shows that even sci-fi fans that may not know Fallout are going to glom onto this.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, lovely. The guys are enjoying it too in the chat, so that's great. Brilliant. Yes, we're talking about, yes, Burski 3K. Yes, we were talking about the Fallout show. Yeah, brilliant. Really good.
Yes, quite good.
Anyway,
okay, so
let's talk about digging.
This was the week from hell. So Monday, and Robin, you're going to relate to this very quickly. So Monday, I had two different vendors coming out for our solar heat pump that we were talking to them for our pool. First meeting goes by fine. Next meeting, about 10 minutes prior to the guy showing up, I get a phone call from my son's school. Uh-oh. And the teacher is like, hey, and I didn't answer it, actually. I was on a work call, so I didn't answer it. It goes to my voicemail. But then she sends a text message to myself and my wife saying, hey, nobody's come pick up Colin yet, and we're just going to leave him on the curb. And she took a picture of my son with the word free underneath. She's got a great sense of humor. So, of course, with all of my traveling the week before, completely forgot to set up transportation for Colin. I have to do this every 2 weeks for him, is redo the transportation orders through his medical. And so I'm now in like panic mode. I'm trying to call the company that's supposed to be sending the rep to meet me. And as I'm on the phone with transportation, trying to figure out what happened, I'm calling the other company through my computer, my work computer. And then the guy shows up at the door. So I just hang up on everybody. I go answer the door and I said, here's the deal. You've got 5 minutes.
Don't take the gold cart.
And so we got through the meeting. He totally understood. And then I went, picked up Colin, brought him home, all that good stuff. But it was one of those just hectic moments in time. And then, of course, the entire rest of the week followed suit. We had our new kitchen table and a large 14x10 carpet delivered. And it all is being delivered while I'm in the middle of a meeting with a client. And, you know, they always give you the window. So it's like, well, what the hell? I work from home, so I'm trying to juggle. So the guys show up to drop off the carpet, and I'm just like, just put it in. I'll sign it. You know, let yourself out, basically, the gist of it. And I walk back out. It's the fucking wrong carpet.
And you've signed for it.
So I'm like, great. So call him back up. He's like, are you sure? And I'm like, no, I'm like 99.9% positive.
And that rug really pulled together the room, you know? Man, dude.
Telling you. So I had to go down to the store, pick up the rug sample, and bring it and basically take a picture of the sample next to the rug they delivered to kind of prove it. So needless to say, we get to use this rug in the interim while they're bringing us a new proper rug, the one that we actually bought. Then we had our mattress, which was a 30-day trial. We had thought we wanted a firm mattress. Let me tell you what I did not want. A firm mattress. I wanted medium. That's really what I wanted, and we found out the hard way. So the place where we bought our mattress from originally, they had this 30-day sleep trial. So, totally. Hairpiece. 30-day sleep trial, and you go in, and, you know, you buy the mattress. They send it to you, and we knew, like, in a week, we didn't want this mattress.
Right.
They're like, no, you have to wait 30 days. You motherfuckers. So they finally brought us the new mattress. And right as they're finishing up delivery, the guy that was pushing it onto the bed, I guess, still had his work glove on. Puts a small little stain. I mean, it's maybe the size of my thumb on the corner of the mattress. And so I'm just like... And I'm like, I don't really want a new mattress. I can live with this little stain. So I just call up Living Spaces. I'm like, hey, you guys stained my mattress. What are you going to do about it? So we got $225 back.
Oh, okay.
Like, done. Right. Yeah, that's fair. So that's done. We've also had the pool guys out all week. They have now formed all of the preforms for pouring concrete. So we are going to be having an inspector come out on Tuesday. And then, assuming we pass inspection, they pour the concrete, and officially our backyard is going to start looking like a real backyard. So excited for that.
Good.
Last night we went out to dinner, had a really nice dinner, although, you know, talking about Robin, I was kind of reminded, when you went and had your really nice dinner, you and Judith were kind of sitting across from one another at just a small two-person table. I don't know what the size of your table was, but this restaurant, the tables were like, I don't know, like an end table you would see next to your bed. It was just a little too small. So we just looked at the waitress, like, can we go to the bar top? So we had our dinner at the bar top, which is great. A really nice place called Rose Parks Restaurant. And
Rose Parks.
Cindy had a lobster bisque. Not a lobster
bisque. Be happy
bisque.
That like you're sitting down. That's what,
no, it wasn't a lobster bisque. It was lobster tail on top of some noodles. I forgot what they called it. I had a wonderful noodles. Teriyaki sirloin steak. And then we went out to listen to live music. The band sucked. So we went down to the bar down below, and Cindy was able to do some karaoke. She loves to sing, so we're doing karaoke.
What's her go-to song?
Say it again.
What is her go-to song? Stand by your mother.
No. She loves to sing Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
Oh my God. Okay.
And she kills it. But there was this guy, and it was just kind of funny because you watch some guys, or even gals, I don't know, they kind of need to get into character. Well, this guy came up, and he sings like a thrash metal song. But before he goes to sing, he like takes off his bandana. And he's like, and I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, just getting psyched up to sing this song. And it was horrible. Absolutely horrible. Okay. But that's what you get with karaoke. The good comes with the bad. Anyway, that's it. That's me done.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, let's go. Let's keep going here.
By the way, if I had a hairpiece, it would have fallen off just then.
Just so you know.
Okay. Let's go. We've got a community question.
We do.
We do.
Uh-huh.
What is it, Greg?
Well, Mr. Matthew,
that was a strange noise.
Wonderful question.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, all of the Fallout games are trending on PC Game Pass. Which is your favorite and why? So what's your favorite Fallout game? I think that's just basically what this...
Fallout 3.
What's your favorite Fallout game? Why?
Fallout 3.
Fallout 3 for Robin. Any particular reason why?
It sucked me in completely, and I went to every nook and cranny, and I think I sort of talked about this with side mission stuff with it, and I just fell in love with that decrepit world, and I just thought it was brilliant. And even I thought about it again during one of the first episodes of Fallout, where our good buddy Walter Goggins has been brought up out of the ground. Just before then, there's a guy who is shot, but he's got a doll, leg of a doll through his chest, and it's the gun that shoots rubbish. And again, you know, a muggle wouldn't get that, but I got that because that was in the game. And so Fallout, all of those are those original wacky weapons and all of that stuff. And, you know, and do you blow up the town? Was it called Nuke Town or whatever it was?
Did you?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
I think I actually went back in and didn't. It's just wonderful. And I'm sure I played some Fallout 4, but nowhere near as much as Fallout 3.
All right, Kim, any preference on Fallout games?
In all honesty, the only Fallout game I played was Fallout Shelter, so I'm not sure if that counts.
Okay, that counts.
But,
that counts.
So I guess it's that one. I have been told I need to play Fallout 4, so it's downloaded. I just haven't yet. But I was more of a Skyrim sort of person, so I never got into the Fallout games other than Shelter, so...
So I'm gonna do a little bit of a reverse here. I'm gonna say which ones I really don't like. I wanted to like Fallout 76,
right?
I really, really liked the environment. I liked a lot of what they brought to the table with that game, with the exception of having to play with live players,
right,
who just fuck around and don't do anything that it just ruined the experience. Yeah. So, I never played New Vegas. I know. I believe Hardly Dan was saying New Vegas for him.
Right.
I have bought New Vegas, so I do intend to play New Vegas at some point, but I never played New Vegas. I do like Fallout 4 a lot, but I think I like Fallout 3 better because of how its VAT system worked, as opposed to the VAT system in Fallout 3, I thought was a better version of what they did in 4.
Good.
I've been told I need to give 76 another try. The community is great. Yeah, community's underrated, Mr. Matthew. I'm just kidding. So I do lend Fallout 3, I think, is my go-to. When I think of Fallout, it's Fallout 3. Although, the original Fallout Tactics games, there's an affinity there for it, but they were hard. There was nothing easy about those games. So, yeah, Fallout 3.
There you go. You know, that's a question. Okay, fair enough.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
Oh, well, we're the middle of the month. Do we need this?
No, I think we could bypass talking about the games that we pay for to get free.
Well,
we can.
New, though.
Oh, you want to talk about those then real fast?
Yeah. All right. Your Epic Games for the month, while the month remains, 18th through the 25th is The Big Con and Town of Salem 2. And then the 25th through May 2nd is Industria and Lisa, the definitive edition. Not regular plain old Lisa, the definitive one. Anyway.
The definitive edition of Lisa.
I like about Lisa.
Yeah.
It's approved.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, get myself out of the way here. Racing for me, the Nordisk Life. Nürburgring Nordschleife has came live. It is the most epic, unbelievable piece of software core circuit in the world. It is just unbelievable. It takes 8 minutes, 30 seconds. If you're decent, if you're an alien, you can do it in 8:10 for one lap. My best time is 8:20 for one lap. It is such a commitment. It is big and flowing and massive and terrifying and wonderful and frustrating. And the races now have started. The off season was there, and now it started in a championship. And on Friday afternoon, I raced four times. And I had one quick race and then 3 1-hour races. It takes about 2 hours to do the 1 hour race, qualifying, setup, and then the race. There was 90 cars on the grid. Chaos unfurled. 90 cars into the first corner.
Oh, God. 90.
90.
Wow.
There's usually 25.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
90. So I had some good races. I had 1/18th because I'm racing with some of the very, very top guys. And I'm very, very pleased with that. My third race was a bit of a mare because the first lap, what happens is people that are good at it, they qualify, they get a time set, and the people that aren't good at it don't get a time set. They're at the back of the grid, but they try to make up 40 places in the first corner, and it was like pinball. It was just stupid, stupid, stupid. But it's absolutely fantastic. I finished fourth in the championship, and we're now into season 14. I'm up a division, so it's really tough guys now. I'm racing with now, through my daytime stuff, with the YouTube personalities, the guys with hundreds of thousands of followers. I'm racing with the Rory Alexanders and the Jardiers and these guys now, which is kind of cool, but damn, they're good. So yeah, like so that's what I'll be doing. So
I will go next just because it's going to be a short-lived list for me as well, obviously. I did play some more Classified 1944, very much enjoying that. That's the World War II XCOM-like game. Just putting more time into that. And again, that game, that style of game fits perfectly for my lifestyle right now of being interrupted continuously, as Kim experienced, because Kim and I played Halo multiplayer on Wednesday for 5 minutes, I think.
We got a match in. It was all
right. We got a match in, and suddenly, I got to go, Kim.
Yeah,
gotta go.
In fact, I think that's because of me.
No, that was my carpet getting delivered. And yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, that was literally it. That's all I got in. I was more watching Fallout. I gotta admit, I have been doing a lot of NFL draft.
Oh,
podcast listening, TV show watching. I am just like counting the days for the NFL draft.
You're a Swiftie now, aren't you?
Oh, everybody's turning into a Swiftie. It's kind of comical.
Not me.
They're just latching on to that woman, like little pilot fish sucking off on a shark.
No thanks.
She's the youngest 34-year-old I've ever met. She's 17-year-old going, what is she, 33 or something? 32, 33. And there you go. Anyway.
More money than God. All right, Kim, help us out. What did you play? Oh, wait, actually, before that, here's the question. Should I actually respond to this text message I just received?
Okay.
Have we met before? I found this number in my phone's address book, but there was no name. I wasn't sure if we knew each other, so I sent you this message.
I've got those.
Yeah, blocked.
I blocked them, yep.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Robin, I just blocked you. Okay, let's go. Kim, what you got going on?
All right, well, as you said, we tried to play some Halo the other day, and it was fun. I mean, I didn't do as bad as I thought I would. So, and I even bought Bunny Ears, so I feel like I'm part of the crowd now, which was cheaper than any COD skin that I think I've ever bought, so there was that. Other than speaking of COD, they had double XP this weekend, so of course I played some more of that. I went from like a level 84, and I'm now almost a level 100, so thank you, double XP. And last but certainly not least, I played some more Space Marines this week. I haven't got it finished yet, so I put some more time in with Space Marines, and I'm telling you what, I got to a level where they had snipers up above, and then of course they sent a whole horde of orcs after you, and that took me about 3 times to get through, because not only am I trying to snipe the orcs up above, but I'm trying to get the ones down below, because they send them little ticker. I call them ticker. They're not tickers, but they're like the tickers off of Gears of War.
Might as well be a ticker. Yeah.
Might as well be a ticker. And they'll blow up when they get next to you, and them little fuckers took me out about 6 times, so.
Basically a ticker.
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. But they call them something else. But anyway, I don't know, Space Marines. I enjoy it. Guys in big metal suits and these freaking chainswords, and it's fun. So that's it for me.
Can you ask for anything more? Guys in metal suits.
And so the funny thing is, on COD, I bought the Space Marine pack here a while ago, and I actually got to chainsword a guy on Call of Duty the other day, and I giggled like an idiot, because it was just so fun. Anyway. That's me.
I just received another text message.
Oh, dear.
Hi, I found this number in my phone book. It didn't have a name. I'm not sure. Have we met? Thanks, Robin. all right. Hey,
dear.
We are going to do a quiz now.
Oh, yes. The quiz. Newland.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Thank you. Pull up my list
not here. The way I was going with that, Robin.
No.
All right. It's Metacritic Madness time. Pim, you are going to lead this. And for those that don't know, this game is basically we're pulling three games. It has to be no more than 20 years old, but no less than 5 years old in terms of the year that you pick. And then three games, Robin and I will do our best to guess the Metacritic score those games got when they launched that year. And the closest, the better. So, Kim, what year are we talking about here?
2005. Okay. Of course, I say that about almost every year. So, all right, your first game. I don't know. Who wants to go first? Who wants to be the first victim?
I'll be the first guinea pig. That's
fine. Alrighty, Griggles. For the first game, we have Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Chaos Theory for the Xbox. It was out in March. What was its score?
I'm just noting this on my master sheet.
Good.
I was keeping track. loosely keeping track here. Chaos Theory. God. I want to say that was a pretty decent score. But I'm going to say 86.
2005? Did you say 2005? Yep. Frighten me.
Yeah, 2005. Splinter Cell Chaos Theory. Out in March 28th. On Xbox, by the way. So.
No. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Yes, Robin, your turn.
Oh,
pins and needles.
It's class. I mean, Splinter Cell was just awesome.
Yep.
It must have had at least 90.
Yeah, alrighty, you ready for this? It was 94. So
94, wow.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just falling in my tradition of performing poorly in this game.
And it's your game.
I know.
I played that today. Loved it.
Okay, yeah. All right, next. Well, let me get this thing out of here. All right, next. We have Brothers in Arms, Road to Hill 30.
Brothers
for the Xbox. It was also out in March of 2005, so. And it was out for the original Xbox, of course. So.
Robin, you go first.
Brothers in Arms, Road to Hill 30.
Wow. 84.
Okay. Griggles?
I'm going to say 80.
Ooh.
Robin, you won again.
88. You know, I couldn't remember if this was that wasn't the sequel. That was the first one. The sequel scored pretty poorly, as I recall.
Right. You? Next. Go on.
Last but not least, we have Sly 3, Honor Among Thieves for the PlayStation 2.
What is it? Sorry?
Sly 3, you know, Sly the Thievius Raccoonus. For Honor Among Thieves for the PlayStation 2.
Okay, this is my turn.
Yep.
I'm going to say 90.
Alrighty.
Well, just to be odd, I'm going to say 92.
83.
Oh, you got me.
I'm actually kind of surprised because I always thought the Switch 83 is nothing to sneeze at. So, but I always thought the Sly games were better than that. But anyway, I want to play it, even though because I've never have played them, and even though it is a giant thieving raccoon. But whatever.
Well, regardless, well done, Robin.
Yeah.
Thank you. I am the best. So
you are the quiz master.
So I have nothing. Anyway,
here is the fucking news.
Oh, I'm so sad about this. Sony has confirmed that Little Big Planet 3, that furry, lovely character, is being shut down. Months after it was temporarily taken offline, the poor little sack boy, due to ongoing technical issues, which resulted in Little Big Planet 3 servers for PS4 being taken offline temporarily in January 2024. The decision was made to keep them servers offline indefinitely. All online services, including access to other players, creations for Little Big Planet 3 are no longer available. The account notes that all generated content stored locally will remain available, but it will not be able to be shared. However, the surprise shutdown means that many user creations are now inaccessible and possibly lost forever, as many
of the community feared.
So, yeah, this does kind of suck. Just from a games preservation kind of, you know, view. It makes Little Big Planet 3 more or less, I mean,
it's done,
a shell of what it was supposed to be. Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, so yeah, that's sad. The power that they have, you know,
it's just it's a gentle reminder. You never really own any of your games.
No, we only purchased the license to play it. That's all.
Yeah,
that's all. And the medium that we bought, disc or download, is just a way to get it to us. We only, it's like buying movies from Amazon or wherever it is. You're not buying the movie. So
yep,
right.
Rare says Sea of Thieves has reached 40 million players ahead of the PS5 release. It had already come out. The Microsoft-owned studio announced the new player milestone on Wednesday ahead of the launch of Season 12 and the game's PS5 release on April 30th. 39,999,999 of those players were Phil. The Pirate Theme co-op multiplayer game was originally released for Xbox One and PC in March 2018 when it became the first exclusive title for Microsoft to launch on Xbox Game Pass day and date with its release date. Microsoft said in July 2020 that Sea of Thieves has been played by over 15 million people, cementing its place on Xbox's most successful new IP of the last console generation. 40 million players across Xbox, Windows 10 and Steam is an amazing milestone to be able to talk about. And of course, it wouldn't have happened without Phil, without you, our brilliant, positive and welcoming community, who continue to surprise and impress us with Phil's creativity, antics out on the waves, said Phil Neat. Joe Neat, executive producer at Rare on Sea of Thieves. Thanks, Phil, very, very much for playing it so much. So,
have either of you jumped back into Sea of Thieves at all?
No,
I know you haven't, Robin, but...
No.
I'm tempted. I still remember when this game launched. I was like, ooh, I don't know if this is going to do very well.
Yeah, well, it doesn't do very well with me because I can't apparently, you know, helm a ship to save my ass. So there you go.
Yeah, I'm with
walk
you.
The plank with
yep.
you.
Yeah, right. I'm going to have to walk the plank.
This is going to drive the little boys crazy. PlayStation is officially bringing trophies to PC.
Wow.
Players who sign in their PSN accounts on PC will be able to earn trophies. The list of trophies is the same as the PS5 version of the game, but it's not clear if the list will be treated as a separate version from the PS5, as is the case with games that have both a PS4 and PS5 version. The game will be released on PC on May 16th. A new PlayStation PC overlay will also debut with the release of Ghost of Tsushima. Damn it, director's cut.
Ghost of Tsushima.
Director's Cut is the PlayStation title on PC that uses a new PlayStation overlay, which includes your friends list, trophies, settings, and your profile. Wow. This feature is available on Windows PC and will be accessible from the in-game menu or from keyboard player by placing the Shift and F1 shortcut on your keyboard. That will drive them insane!
Again, more signs. The universe is changing. And, it's the hardware is not the ecosystem anymore. It is very much the Play Stores, the access points. That's the ecosystem.
There you go. There you go.
Used to it.
Other headlines: Fallout 76 beats its all-time concurrent player count again on Steam. Very popular because there's a certain TV program.
Christopher Matthews has been playing it nonstop.
Wow. He says give it another chance because it's great. StarCraft lead teases a new RTS and a documentary. The reveal coming at the Summer Game Fest.
Oh boy!
Dragons.
I had to get that. That's a Philism game, so you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. That's a big game, but the StarCraft over the years. Dragon's Dogma 2 update will reduce the infection frequency of Dragon's Plague.
Huge, important. It's Dragon's Plague infects your pawns. It was this weird thing because they never talked about it. And then suddenly the community started noticing this Dragon's Plague thing popping up. And then turns out I don't know how you would characterize it, but I mean, the system of this infectious disease taking over the pawns is kind of interesting because it forces you to really get rid of pawns that get infected. I'm intrigued by the notion of having these little things in games, and Helldivers 2 I think has been really good about this, of just these community events. And this was kind of at a community event because they discovered Dragon's Plague and it was like, oh, this is actually really detrimental to your character. At first people thought it was more like a game bug, but no, then it came to fruition. No, this is actually something they purposely planted in the game, but never talked about until you kind of get deep into the game and start learning about the kind of the truth behind this. Anyway.
Oh, interesting.
Rant over.
Todd Howard wants to put Fonzie back into Elder Scrolls 6. So, no. Todd Howard wants to avoid, because Todd Howard is not in Happy Days. Todd Howard wants to avoid putting dates on Elder Scrolls 6 and Fallout 5.
Makes sense.
I mean, if they're coming.
You would think that the success of the TV series at the moment, hey, guys, we need to accelerate a Fallout game. Very, very
good. Oh, no doubt.
Let's remaster 3 and 4 and New Vegas.
Well, they're launching the update for 4 this end of this month. I think it's actually in like 5 days. We're going to get a big update to Fallout 4.
And the Fallout TV show is returning for a second season, Amazon confirms. And Netflix announces The Witcher Season 5. Says it'll be the last one.
No shock there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No Geralt. Yeah. Well, you got Geralt, just not the right one.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah,
you can't do that.
We got Dave Hemsworth on that one.
And that is your news roundup for the week.
Thank you. And also, Christopher Matthew confirming that most of the players in Fallout 76 are his alt accounts.
Of course.
Okay, Kim.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of new releases.
We do, believe it or not, for the end of the month. There's a lot. So get to it.
Let me get to work.
Alrighty. Your new releases. I'm
sorry. Hearing Robin saying, let me get to work, just that sets the stage.
Alrighty. Oh, all right, here we go. Your new releases for April 21st through the 28th are Ayuden Chronicle 100 Heroes for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One and PC on the 23rd. Hammer Watch 2 for the Xbox Series X and S and PlayStation 4 on the 23rd as well. Lunar Lander Beyond for the PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, April 23rd. Phantom Fury for the PC, April 23rd. Tales of Kinzara, Zao, for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, Switch, and PC on the 23rd. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle Arcade, Wrath of the Mutants for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on the 23rd. And then scrolling down, because it is a big list. We have another Crab's Treasure Scratch Edition. Yes, Robin. Anyway, it'll be out for the Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. And on Game Pass, the 25th. I'm actually looking forward to that one, but it is a Souls-like, apparently, so that should be interesting. Alright, Fallout 4 for the PS5 and Xbox Series X and S, the 25th. Library of Ruina for the PS4 and Switch on the 25th. Saga Emerald Beyond for the PS5, PS4, Switch, PC, iOS, and Android on the 25th. Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, I guess.
Say that again, please.
Kimetsu no Yaiba.
One more time, please.
No. Sweep the Board for the Switch. I probably pronounced that one terribly, but whatever. You know what it is. If you're looking for it, you know what it is. April 26th. Manor Lords, which I got Phil all excited for, then he realized it was only for PC on the 26th as well. But it is coming apparently to consoles, so I just don't know when. Fart, I really screwed up that time. Holy shit. I scrolled far too far. It's all Robin's fault. Sandland, I'll do that one again, for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, and PC, April 26th. You'd think I've never done this before. Stellar Blade for the PS5, April 26th. It's been, oh dear God. Top Spin 2K25 for the PS5, Xbox Series, X and S, PS4, Xbox One, and PC, April 26th. And then we have, I think that's the last one. Let me scroll down. I think it's the last one. Metatron HD Remaster for the Switch. Metatron, are they going after Facebook? And what's his name? Anyway. It'll be out for the Switch on April 28th. And those are your new releases that I've totally bungled and Robin helped. So there you go.
Yeah. Titspan is particularly high on my list of things to try.
Yeah, right.
He's going to punch me in the nose. All right. You know, this has been a nice, fun, compact show, but it's that time. We're going to start doing a little bit of our wrap-up. Robin,
no.
I need to know, if I want to see a red-faced, lovely Mexican-Irishman racing his car, where can I do that, and when can I do that?
In 22 minutes, you'll see me playing Bongo Roulette. So that'll be on YouTube, live, in 20 minutes, three 15-minute races at random with my roulette wheel, either chosen. You'll see me on Tuesday evening doing the trial run for the Bongo World Series. It's a thing. It's happening. You'll see me all day Wednesday from 9:15 until 4 p.m. on Wednesday. On Thursday evening, you'll see me racing at a community-voted track, which is being voted on right now. It'll be a 90-minute race on Thursday evening. And you'll see me...
Do we by chance have an update on what track is in the lead for that vote?
Spa, I believe, at the moment. Spa, okay. Francochamps was leading that at the moment. And then on Friday, I will be in my cockpit from 9:15 a.m. in the morning until 4 in the afternoon, which is a full week's of racing. And you're more than happy to join tonight. You can come and watch, you can come and join in. The Tuesday night series is meant for new people, and we're trying to level it all out for new people to come along. And so just get in touch. Bongosbits.com is the website, or Bongosbits or Bongo Racing on YouTube. You'll find me there.
Robin, when do you actually find time then to do your OnlyFans?
Right.
You can always find time to fit it in.
Okay.
For the Bongo Kareem.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah. You have to see my new advert. Actually, yes. Go on to Bongo Racing and watch my new advert for Bongo Kareem.
I thought he was going to say OnlyFans. All right.
It's a little cool on my face.
Kim.
Yeah.
We have officially christened Halo Wednesday night.
We have.
With you. Yeah. You got your first one in?
I did.
I'm not going to say the obvious comment. I'm going to stay away from the pun. but we could do it again this Wednesday.
And I got my bunny ears, so I'm ready to get them.
You do have bunny ears.
I do. I actually had 800 coins or whatever it took to get the damn thing. So I'm like, hey, that works. So
there you go. Team Bunny. Yeah. If we have enough people on the Wednesday, we'll do some private matches for fun. If not, we'll do some competitive fiesta and who knows, maybe the firefight mode. I've been itching to try that, so we'll see. But yeah, so Wednesday night.
Bongo Kareem.
Calm
your nerves. Calm your nerves.
Right around 12 o'clock on the West Coast, we'll get in some fun. You can certainly email the show if you would like. More importantly, like and subscribe if you're watching this right now. And you haven't done it.
I press liked.
Yeah. If you're watching it on replay, like and subscribe. Just do it.
This angry
All
man.
The kids do it. Mm-hmm. Kim, by the way, it's about time you liked and subscribed.
Okay. I had, but okay.
Just saying.
All right.
It's funny. I have not, actually. So there's that. All right.
There should be at least 3 likes every week. No, there isn't.
I say it every week and I never do it. Robin.
Yeah,
some shout outs.
To Mark and to Pete and to Phil, who's lost at sea, and to my friend
Pete, who
released a new little album of songs today, over the last couple of days, and I believe it's doing quite well. So, well done, Taylor. I hope it works out well for you and it's successful. But don't bet on it, because it's a hard old life that you're setting yourself in for there. Your idea of getting a rich boyfriend, sort of sports guy, is probably the right way to go. But, you know, you just don't rely on the singing thing, because from my experience, I've tried it on the X Factor, and it's an America's Got Talent. It's it's hard. The music business is hard, Taylor. So just don't rely on the success of that album.
So here's the question that none of us, and this is not directed to Canvas, it's just Robin and myself, and for anybody else that's married in the chat, in particular the men, if somebody aka like a Taylor Swift,
yes,
approached you like in a relationship kind of way, does that give you pause, or are you just like, no?
No. I have my, I don't know where my laminated card is, but it has Sandra Bullock on it, and there's a few others. A few of them are dead, but you know, they came knocking to the door. Kylie Minogue, Sandra Bullock, the girl from Breakfast and Tiffany's, who's dead long ago now, and
are these lists of women that you are like,
yeah,
given,
so they kind of come and knock on the door, Judas Blue.
Right.
So, right. Yeah.
Oddly, though, that's starting to sound like the list of cats that you've killed.
Moving on.
All right. I'm with you.
Somebody's knocking at my door.
I don't know that Taylor Swift...
She's not my cup of tea. She is not my cup of tea.
Not my cup of tea. The money side of it's attractive, I'm not going to lie. I could be a kept man. I'm okay with that.
The girl from Serendipity.
Could,
what's her name?
I can be bought.
Serendipity girl. Ooh, what's her name? She's on the list.
Yeah.
Serendipity.
I just realized we lost Kim somewhere.
Yeah, she's away. Your man from The Witcher's at the door.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I will. We'll do some shout outs. Oh, there she is. Apparently, the cat was attacking her. I'm assuming the cat bit her in the leg. Being feisty. Kim.
Serendipity. Kate Beckinsale.
Get yourself set back up. It's time for your shout out.
Kate Beckinsale. If Kate Beckinsale comes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'll do anything for Kate. Oh, yeah. and the Duracell Bunny.
There you go.
All right, Kim, go.
Oh, God. Oh, right. Edward Hepburn.
I'm going to take it. I don't know where the hell we're at right now. I'm going to shout out Shatters, Boomer, CP Matthew, Hardly Dan, Lord, you made it this time, and we weren't already half over, so I'm pretty good, buddy. And Rapid Kirby, thanks for stopping by the chat. Oh, by the way, it was Dad. He was knocking on my window because he found a kitten. So,
random cats.
Yeah, he found a kitten on the porch by itself. I don't know if it belonged. Well, it belongs to me now, I guess, but I don't know who had it. Anyway, not the point. So yeah, thanks you guys for stopping by, and thanks you guys, like usual. Who knows, maybe we'll do more kitten news next week. So.
I've been blocked. Somebody blocked me. I sent a text message to somebody on my phone that I didn't recognize, and I've got a message back to say blocked.
Oh, dearie.
All right. Shout out to the two of you. Thank you for joining this week. This has been an absolute slice of heaven. Shout out to the greater region of Kansas City, 4 hours away. Your cat problem is clearly Kim is stealing all of your cats. Obviously. It's her dad. And then, of course, you know, Kim is all happy to keep these cats.
Cat numbers.
Yes.
Somebody's gonna do it.
If you need a cat, and Kim's adoption facility is open.
Damn right. If you need a cat.
Gosh. Shout out to my wife. She was awesome last night. In more ways than one.
I'm married 27 years this week. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, shit. Robin, happy anniversary.
Yeah, something like that.
27 years. The time goes by.
Oh, shit.
Really sneaks up on you there, doesn't it?
Anyway, all right. Yeah, I got nothing left. Let's get out of here. Everybody, have a great rest of your weekend. Come back next week.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.